Coming up on This Week in Radio Tech, my friend, your friend, Max Pandini from Italy. He's in Verona, Italy tonight and talking to us about audio processing and the great feeling when radio is really done right. Plus, we're going to take some quick video tours of a radio station in Italy and one in Moldova as well, and hear some of Max's secrets to great audio processing. That's all coming up next on TWRT.
This Week in Radio Tech is brought to you by Broadcasters General Store, with outstanding service, savings, and support, online at bgs.cc. By Broadcast Bionics, with the Bionic Studio, including talk show control, social media, and visual radio, Broadcast Bionics brings exceptional audience engagement to radio and TV. By Angry Audio, audio problems disappear when you get angry at angryaudio.com.
By Nautel, worry-free transmission you can count on with outstanding control, reliability, efficiencies, and Nautel's unmatched 24/7 customer support, online at Nautel.com.
And by MaxConnect Wireless, prioritized high-speed internet service designed for transmitter sites and remote broadcasts.
Hey, welcome into This Week in Radio Tech, the show where we talk about everything from the microphone to that light bulb at the top of the tower. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. I'm Kirk Harnack, and delighted to have you with us. I'm in the Telos Alliance studio here in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's great to be here. It's been a kind of a sunny day, a little, you know, getting in that fall weather, cool temperatures, and early sunsets. My goodness, the sun is just about down now. This is the time of year when radio stations in the eastern part of each time zone, where I am, the central time zone, start going either off the air or going off of daytime power, like really early in the afternoon. And I think it gets the worst, of course, in December. Maybe January is pretty bad too. I know some stations even go off the air like at 4:15. But sun is down where our guest is, and so let's go ahead and bring him in. Max Pandini is here. Max, delightful to see you. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm fine. I'm okay. Great to meet you again. It's great.
Yeah,
The sun is down here. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's 11 p.m. here.
Oh my goodness. Where is
and
here?
This is actually my this is Verona, Italy. And I'm on my way to my I'm on my way back, and actually this is my Telos Alliance office for today, because I was at some customers and you know my office is everywhere, so wherever there is a sound, there is a radio, that's my office. And so this is my Telos Alliance office for today.
Well, I'll give a brief introduction. Max and I have known each other for some time. Of course, Max and my boss and one of the founders of the Telos Alliance, Frank Foti, have been good friends for years and years. Max, of course, came onto Frank's radar because of Max's interest and extreme capabilities in audio processing. Now, Max not only consults about audio processing, he consults about radio programming and promotion. I mean, you want to get enthused and excited about radio, talk to Max for 5 minutes and your enthusiasm will be restored, because Max really believes in the power of radio. Max, go ahead and introduce yourself a bit more. Tell us about what you do in Italy and around Italy and Europe. What is Max Pandini all about?
Yeah, no, actually for Telos Alliance, I'm official sound designer for all the Eastern Hemisphere, so all the world but America. And so my territories are from China to Spain, and of course I live in Italy, so my base starts from Italy, but this is just the starting point, because actually I'm everywhere every day. Today I'm in Italy, but it's just for a chance that I'm here. Last week I was in Germany, next week I'm in Belgium, then I'm in Moldova, then Azerbaijan. So a lot of countries to visit with my great friends and colleague from Telos. So Ken Skok or Peter Passian, on all the dealers to meet. And so this is basically what I do, is traveling to, let's say, try to make the radio station sounds great and make the people feel better. So basically it's this.
You know, I must admit to you, Max, I didn't really, I think I knew it, but I didn't really realize it. I didn't realize that we're colleagues, that we both work for the same company. I've always known you as an independent guy, just, you know, friendly with audio processing, of course, friendly with Frank Foti and the Omnia brand. But I always thought of you as an independent guy. And I'm typing out the email to you today with the links to the show. And I'm typing your name and up pops Max Pandini at TelosAlliance.com. I thought, what? Oh, that's right. He works with us. I must say,
these are the big surprises of life, you know.
But you still do independent consulting for some Kiss and Dixie and other broadcasters, right?
Yeah, this is another side of my soul. So let me tell you maybe shortly my story. I started loving the radio when I was five. So I remember my uncle took me to the first pirate stations in Italy that were born in the 70s, and I fell in love with the radio immediately. So the microphone, the turntable, the lights, you know, the view meter. It was the 1976, because I was five, yes. And you know, the view meter, now we have really sophisticated view meters, the LED wall, loudness meter. At those times, the view meter where do you remember the strobo, the light, the strobo, the blue, yellow and red light used in the at the disco, like a disco in the clubs? Okay,
sure.
So connecting those lights to the mixer, to the console, they actually signed the level of the this was a very primitive view meter in the 70s. So, and that's where I fell in love with the radio. When I was eight, I built a radio station in my house with a micro transmitter. Do you remember the micro TX from the magazine talking about electronics and so on? So they gave you a kind of the kits to . And so I built a small station in my house when I was eight. And then I started working in radio when I was 10, then 14. Then RTL caught me to the, it was a growing up new station in Italy. Now actually is the first national station in Italy. And I started working for them. Then I left and I became consultant for National Geographic, Fox. So, you know, the international network. Actually, nowadays, and this is the 50% of my soul, is programming, clock strategies, music managing, and so on for Radio Kiss Kiss in Italy, Radio M2O in Italy, some regional stations here, some stations around Europe, like Classic Radio in Augsburg, Germany, Dixie Media in Moldova. We've been building some visual radios and some projects, so I'm involved in this. And the 50% of my remaining soul, and it's a great passion for me, is the sound. And that's where Frank Foti and Telos Alliance called me some years ago to join the team, join the club, and join the train. So take the train with us, and let's talk about sound and so on. So this is basically what I do.
Well, we're going to not only hear more from Max and hear his perspectives on audio processing, because Max is really, really good at this. I mean, down from the overall sound to the really fine points, Max is good at this. He's also good at maximizing, the sonic impact. That doesn't necessarily mean make it louder. It means make it sound better and more listenable for long periods of time. And we're going to talk to Max about how that the good sound, the very focused sound that he's after, complements hand in hand the programming and the attention that we're trying to get from our listeners, to have them not only have us on in the background, of course, for many hours of the day, but also pay attention, you know, when they can, and get good information from our stations when they're paying attention. So, in other words, remove any impediments to our listeners understanding and enjoying our broadcast. I think that should be a major goal for both engineering and programming, helping our listeners to enjoy what we're doing and enjoy themselves while they're listening to our stations. Okay, that said, coming up And we're going to take a little break and hear from Nautel. And then after that, we're going to take a station tour. And I think maybe we'll start with that Radio Norba one. And if there's enough English in there, great. If it's all in Italian, then maybe Max can talk us through a little bit. But Nautel, I'm so glad that they're a sponsor of our show. You know, normally they do those Transmission Talk Tuesdays. We're taking a short break from that because Jeff Welton, many representatives from various companies have been on the road now for a few weeks, and we've got another show or two to do. I'm doing the Wabi show, but Nautel wants you to know about their GV2 series of FM transmitters that are just now coming out. You want to talk to your Nautel sales rep about the GV2 series. These are really the next generation of FM transmitters with built-in HD capability. They have a new HTML advanced user interface. So we've gotten rid of the Flash and all that, Java. They've embedded a compute engine with 10 times more processing power inside the GV2. And that means you can do audio processing for your FM and your HDs, all in the transmitter, optimized power supplies. These are a new generation of power supplies, solid state storage inside the transmitter. So now, you know, you can suffer a disconnect from your transmitter site and still have backup programming available, and even a virtualization engine inside. Optional software-based air chain support, Omnia for Nautel FM and HD audio processing. There's also the Generation 4 X engine modulator, and plus an air chain selector is built in as well. So you want to talk to your Nautel rep. If you're in the middle of the U.S. like me, it'd be Jeff Welton. Maybe Jeff Wilson is your rep. Maybe someone else, no matter where you are in the world. But I want to thank Nautel for sponsoring This Week in Radio Tech and for putting the very best engineering knowledge that they have into this new GV Series 2 FM transmitter from Nautel. Check it out, nautel.com. You can click on the GV Series, and then there's a little place you go down to read about the new GV2. It's brand new, just now getting ready to ship. All right, we're talking to Max Pandini. Max is a radio consultant, especially in audio processing, but in programming as well. Hey, I think we ought to go ahead and take advantage, Max, of this tour. It's a beautiful radio station. So many stations in Europe are beautiful. They really care about how they look. Why don't you tell us about this Norba? Tell us about Radio Norba, yeah. and we should roll the video too.
But let me tell you first that Nautel transmitter is very... It's huge. I'm really excited to see your presentation because the processing included is really exciting. So I can't wait to touch with my hands a kind of transmitter like that. It's really the new generation because, you know, the trend is also virtualize everything. So you can really imagine having a station with maybe no studio because it's an automated radio, maybe made by artificial intelligence. We don't know. And everything is virtual, and that fits that transmitter with included the processing. It's amazing. So, this said, Radio Norba. Yeah, so Radio Norba. You know, it's really curious because I posted a lot of videos because it's just a game for me. So I work there. I go there to work in these stations for audio processing or for music consultants or something. And the idea at the beginning was, okay, let's take a video. Let's make a video for all the people that wanna see the radio behind the scenes and maybe are just curious, or for the people or the young guys that wanna work in radio and they wanna know something more about the stations. It was just a game. So I'm there. So let's take a video. Let's have an interview with the program director or the music manager or something. And, you know, I really made a lot of videos, but I don't know why. But this one with Radio Norba, it's the most requested one because when I discovered, really, when I travel the world and I go to the station, I've been often asked about this video because, oh, I saw Radio Norba. It's an amazing building. I don't know what magical is. And it's an amazing studio, of course, with the lights, with the screens, the mirrors, and also the visual radio studio that is gonna be. This is my friend and colleague, the program director Alan Palmieri, is a star here in Italy of the television. And yes, of course, this is just the lobby. It's not the, not yet the studio. The lobby.
It's a lobby. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And behind him, there is the office. Yeah, it's just the lobby. And, you know, they had a live show there with some singers there. I think the idea started during the pandemic because, you know, people weren't allowed to have to meet. And so they invited there a couple of singers, a couple of very famous artists, and they have a virtual showcase there in that lobby. So these are just the offices. So this is the receptionist. Yeah, but if you can maybe speed a bit up, we can maybe see the studio that is maybe more interesting. Yes. These are the office, program director office, and I think okay, this is we're gonna go to the studio.
Silence.
Yeah, silence. Of course, in the studio, silence. But there's a lot of noise and music inside. Yeah. This is magical. The lights.
These
are
hallway.
Because,
these are
know,
crazy. Hall. Can you imagine a U.S. radio station looking like this? This is amazing. Oh look at that. Yeah.
Because this is the visual radio, you know, we created with RTL the first visual radio in 1999, and so it's a concept of 24/7 contemporary broadcasting radio and television. So this is the control room, video, news, and the ticker for the news and everything, and that's the DJ, yeah, the DJ studio. Yeah, that one. I think we are gonna see. We're gonna meet a famous DJ now from Netherlands. Yeah, that one. That one is Freddy. Freddy the Dutchman. It's amazing. Okay. He's an amazing guy. Yes. And actually, yeah, this is the studio. It's the main studio where they broadcast. But it's. But I don't know why are you so interested in this? Because I'm curious. Because I posted a lot of videos, but this one is the video that create most interest in the viewers. But what do you think about it?
I'm not even listening to to the audio. I guess it's in Italian, yes. But yes, this it's just it visually so striking. I mean, what if U.S. broadcasters and others, took this much care? And you said this is visual radio, so if people tune in, what do they have a YouTube channel or their own app where they show music videos and the talent in the studios along with the programming, right?
Yeah, because let me tell you, this is the concept. Nowadays radio is no longer a device. This is clear for everyone. So radio nowadays is more and more brand and content. So no matter where you listen to the radio, and so the concept is the radio must be everywhere. So wherever the radio can be. The radio must be there. So having the visual radio is a way to follow this goal, to achieve this goal. You can listen to the radio in your car, and then you can watch, but it's listen to the radio at home, maybe without the radio, but watching television, but actually it's a radio. I remember my big old boss from RTL at the beginning when he arrived with the first idea of visual radio. He told me, Max, this is the radio. And he pointed the television. And I said, no, this is a television. Oh, you don't understand anything. That's the radio. And he was right, mate. He was right. During the pandemic, a lot of people listened to the radio through the television. Because it's simulcast, so it's having another device. If the fridge could sound, the radio should be also inside the fridge, also inside the oven if it sounded. So it means radio is everywhere. It's amazing. The concept of radio everywhere, and the radio can follow you everywhere. And think about this. Thanks to the visual radio, some stations around the world, maybe mainly in Italy, had a great boost of listeners. RTL used to have 8 million listeners, and Challenger, another station, had just 5 million. So 3 million listeners more thanks to the television, because, you know, the television That is a kind of big brother. So the DJs don't watch the camera. They are just there, and the effect is the camera spies into the studio and grabs you into the studio to show the DJs also behind the scenes and so on. And as I told you, a lot of people listen to, and the television is everywhere, in the pubs, in the clubs, restaurants, is everywhere. And it's a kind of branding investment, because the brand is everywhere. Even if you don't listen to the audio when you are at the restaurant, but the brand is there. So as you can understand, when someone asks you, which radio station do you listen to? Radio Kiss Kiss, because it's here on the television.
Yeah,
it's at the restaurant. It's this one. This is another visual radio. It's Radio Kiss Kiss, another visual radio. It's very common to have.
Max, this is quite, look, I had not ever thought about it this way before, that radio can be everywhere. It can be on your television, and it's still radio, but it's radio with visual. So it's visual radio, and you've used that term a number of times. And intellectually, I've known this has been around for a few years, that Q Radio in Netherlands was probably one of the first ones that I saw. Very well done.
Radio Contact as well.
Ah, okay. But you don't have to be sitting in front of your television, like in a bar, in a restaurant, in a sports bar. It can be there, on the bus, on the public transit, on your phone. You know, you can easily listen to it, but see at the same time. And I don't know, I feel like I had some of this vision a few years ago when this first came out, and I've kind of lost it. But you're kind of reintroducing this. What a great idea that radio and here in the States. We think that if we're on the air, over the air terrestrially, and we have a stream, that's it. We're taken care of. Well, that's more than you had before, but there's so much more you can do to make your branding. And you brought out, branding is absolutely key to this, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, because it's not just behind the scenes, because it plays the radio, so you can see the music, listening and seeing the music. So it's watching the music. So it's a complete radio station. It's not just seeing something behind the scenes. We had a crazy idea, if you want me to tell you, maybe it's we had a kind of crazy idea, like a Big Brother. So installed some cameras. And so thanks to the HBB TV, you can push the button, and maybe you can see what happens behind the scenes. So the music department discussing about the strategies, or maybe the boss discussing about the program strategies or something like that. This could be another idea. So you have the main channel with music and radio, and then you push the button and you go through behind the scenes to see what happens behind. So
it's kind of like getting you get the director's cut. Right, you get the live director's cut.
Exactly.
Hey, we got to take a quick
Big Brother.
We got to take a quick break, and we're talking to Max Pandini. Max is a broadcast audio processing and programming consultant based in Italy, but he's all around Europe doing consulting for broadcasters, and I love the work that he does. And Max and I have gotten to talk a few times about audio processing in doing webinars for Omnia, for Telos Alliance, and I honestly I didn't really realize that Max and I are colleagues at Telos until I was sending him an email this afternoon, and I type his name in and it pops up Max Pandini at TelosAlliance.com. I thought, oh yeah, that's right. we're both paid by the same company. How about that? Hey, let's take a quick break. We're talking about Broadcast Bionics. This company, Broadcast Bionics, will help you do some of the same things that Max Pandini and stations that he consults with also do. They can really help you improve and increase the amount of content that you put out, and with the talent not really doing much more than they're doing now. These are things that come to the surface automatically. The Bionic Studio is what makes all this happen. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Welcome to the Bionic Studio. The Bionic Studio brings all audience interaction to the fingertips of a production team in radio, TV, and podcast. Our workflow-led system is working 24/7 around the world for small broadcasters and national and international networks. Our telephony module, Bionic Talk Show, allows cost-effective centralization, remote operation, scalability, and resilience across an entire network of stations, but at the same time is used in single-studio self-op environments. Social media curation and activity is now considered a broadcast-critical part of programming. Bionic Social means the studio isn't overwhelmed with a wall of interaction from an ever-growing number of social platforms. We combine SMS, MMS, and email together with a speech-to-text service for listeners using smart speakers. We enable studio teams to curate, filter, and display all platforms in one place, and post text, images, and video content to multiple platforms in one operation. Effortless collection of video content with Bionic Director has helped position some of the world's most successful stations as leaders in viral content, generating appointments to listen and free marketing via retweets and shares. Bionic Contest enables end-to-end tracking of on-air competitions, live reads, and prizes. These could be on-air contests, automated SMS entry, or online. Anywhere, and Skype TX for Radio brings high-quality audio and video contribution into the studio with ease. No need for dedicated PCs to run different applications. Everything is controlled within the Bionic Studio UI, and incoming connections are visible to users along with all other platforms. Our codec integration enables connection, algorithm configuration, and directory to a wide range of IP and ISDN codecs. The Bionic Studio, a unique suite of products designed to enable your talent to work smarter.
Broadcast Bionics, they do such a fantastic job with software, hardware, and systems that make your broadcast better. From Camera One to Caller One to the Bionic Studio and the new virtual rack that lets you implement virtualized broadcast infrastructure so easily by clicking a few buttons. Pay for a license, and you've got audio consoles, audio processing, phone systems, all kinds of things. So really cool. Thanks a lot, Broadcast Bionics, for sponsoring This Week in Radio Tech. You'll find links in the show notes. I'm Kirk Harnack in Nashville, Tennessee, in the Telos Alliance studio, and we're talking to Max Pandini, who is in Verona, Italy, right? Verona, that sounds like a word that means summer in Spanish. What does Verona mean in Italy, in Italian?
No, Verona actually is the city of Romeo and Juliet.
Ah, okay, that's right.
Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, yeah.
That's right.
Actually, this is my Telos Alliance office today, so.
That's right, yeah, the hotel is cool. So Max, talk to me. I mentioned earlier in the show that you having hands-on and experience in both audio processing and sound design, as it's often put, as you put it, and in programming and promotion, how can these things work together or at least not fight each other in making radio strong, powerful, profitable, best listenership? How can you make sure that these things are working together? What is your vision when you go and help somebody with all that?
It's easier, really. It's really easy to explain. You are a program director and you want your radio sounds better than the other. So this is the perfect mix. So you create your station, you create the strategies, you create the clock, the perfect playlist, and then you want your station sounds better than the other. So actually, it's not that easy to have both services together. So some stations call me for audio design and a lot of other stations for programming and so on. But actually, for example, there is a station, his name is Radio Bruno, is a regional station here in Europe, and actually they called me for both. At the beginning, it was for the sound processing because they wanted to sound great. Then we started talking about the programming, so at the moment I'm programming consultant, scheduling consultant, music consultant, strategic consultant, and also audio consultant, just for that philosophy. So let's decide the strategies and the music to play, and let's make the music sounds and our DJ sounds better than the other. So that's it's a kind of mix. So it makes sense because, you know, audio is not only something technical. This is maybe the coldest part, but the warmest part is also artistic. Let's say artistic. So sound is not just technical, but is also something related to your heart, because it's emotion. It's made feel you better. So it's not just a matter of technical things, but also emotions, sounds, and this is the artistic part. And actually the artistic part is also the part that a program director takes care.
Well, sometimes I think of exciting radio, and we think of exciting, powerful radio as radio that, unfortunately, it oftentimes ends up being a very one-way communication, you know. So it's, and I'm just going to make an example here. It's not a real example, you know, like we might say, Radio Star FM, the station you need to be listening to 24 hours a day. And to me, this doesn't make me want to listen. It's like some stations sound threatening, and I don't want to be threatened into listening. What is your concept about communicating with people? And at least, even though radio is kind of a one-way medium at its heart, how do we communicate with people in that big one-way way and yet make them feel like they're part of this special thing? Maybe like they even have input into it, or maybe like it's theirs. That's my radio station. I listen to that one. How do we help people identify with a brand without talking down to them?
I think a way could be being like kind of the friend next door, the next door friend. So I'm here with you. I know what you like, and I like it too. We can share what we like. So it's like communicating in a friendly way, like I'm your friend. I'm your friend, but I'm someone that can, how can we say, show you something, because I know the music. So I select, it's like, imagine the situation. I live close to you, next door. We have a dinner together, and I suggest you some music. And you know I'm an expert in music. I work with the artist. And so we are friends. And I start talking about the music. I'm starting talking about how the Rolling Stones create the hit. And hey, listen to this song. Why not? So this is the radio for me, being kind of the friend of the next door friend. So, but it's a friend that knows something about music. It's like, I don't know if it's correct in English, it's authority. Authority is like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know what I'm talking about. So, and this is the difference between radio and Spotify, for example, because Spotify gives you the music, but radio makes the music live. So I'm a DJ, and I can talk about Beatles, the new big hit, how they created this, and maybe some rumors about Robbie Williams or something like that. And this is the radio, and this is the magic of radio, that it's kind of being friendly, so close to the listeners. You know, I had a discussion last week with two important imaging producing studios here in Europe, and we were talking about this situation. So producing jingles, you know, in US you had TM Centuries during the 80s that created great productions, with great imaging. But you know, maybe those times with full effects imagings, we call fire and rockets, bomb and rockets, zoom, zoom effect like this.
Yeah.
Maybe this is no longer the time. And if you listen to the radios nowadays, they are kind of more flat, let's say, or smooth, because they want to communicate with people. So the reason for me is that, you know, the way to listen to the radio nowadays has, of course, has been changed. We are in the cars. It's not like in the 80s. We have a call now. We have a phone call. We have children screaming, a friend close to us. So the radio is in the background. It's often in the background. It's a great part of your life in the background. And so you need the DJ to be friendly with you, to catch your attention. And so the imaging, it's smoother because they need to catch your attention. They need time. They need 7 seconds, 10 seconds to give you the payoff, the slogan, and so the brand, and so on. It's different than the 80s. In the 80s, maybe we listened to the radio with headphones, very loud in our rooms or something like that. So we already had the attention. So this is another way to be close to people and friends with your listeners, giving you the best to make you feel better, the best music, best suggestions, and this makes the difference between radio and Amazon Music, Spotify, and so on.
Hey, if you wouldn't mind, we've got that video queued up from radio in Moldavia, and is the narration for that in English? I think it is.
It is in English, yes, it is.
Tell you what, why don't we roll that video, and then Max, when you want to talk over it or explain something, or even the whole time, just go ahead and do so. We'll let Suncast keep a hand on the volume for the video. Suncast, go ahead and roll that the video from Moldavia, and we'll see what that looks like.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Buongiorno a tutti, siamo a Chisinau, Moldavia.
Yeah, there are the subtitles. Yeah.
Siamo al gruppo.
Ah, okay, okay. So tell you what, we can turn the audio down, and Max, you can talk over.
No. Now it's English. Now it's English.
Okay.
Yes. It's half and a half.
So Derek Redix Media, we've got two projects here. I'm going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So please welcome.
Yeah, let's follow him. Vediamo un po' com'è la radio, com'è organizzata. Adesso ci fa fare il giro turistico della struttura, che è enorme, ve lo dico già. So it's a huge building.
Yep.
Indeed.
Yep.
So colors, light, people. Hello, hello, hello. So, where we start from? So
we've got two radio projects under this roof, under the holding of Dixie Media. One is Hit FM, which is the absolute leader in Moldova, and another new project called Radio Relax, which is adult contemporary-oriented music radio project.
And Hit FM is?
Hit FM is more like entertainment pop music. So I'm going to talk mostly about Hit FM today. It is 23 years old, and actually it was the first commercial radio station in Moldova after independence, after the Soviet Union broke down. So what you've got to know about Hit FM, that it started as a Russian franchisee, and then starting from 2004, we've got the trademark within Moldova, so it's actually a local brand, which we hold. We do the whole station, the whole programming, production, music testing within this building and with those beautiful people you're gonna see today.
So these are office. What is this, for example? This is a commercial area or?
No, that's actually, so that's the office of Radio Relax programming director. Okay. He's missing.
Okay, and this is the area where everyone,
Generally speaking, that's the programming department, that's how I call it. So that's Oksana.
Hey!
Oksana is responsible for me, for music.
That music? Are you shadowing music?
Yep, on Hit FM.
Hit FM? Oh,
that's the most interesting part of the
channel.
It's
music I heard this morning.
Yeah, just a few words about the Hit FM and music on Hit FM. Yeah. I guess the concept is that we focus primarily on hit songs. We don't mix that many new songs. We mostly focus on good old known hits.
I think this is the technical department because I see a lot of things. Let me take a look at this is the technical room. You can recognize a bit.
I'm in some of it.
Sorry. And this area?
Yep. Here you see. Okay, so on the right side sits the marketing manager of both stations.
Looks like so many stations. There's nobody there.
Let's say something. It's Friday.
It was lunchtime, mate.
Ah, well, of course.
It was lunchtime, so not many people were there. But you know, you have already seen the most interesting part of the video. It's the music girl that channeled the music. They're really, really talented, really.
Ah, not a Schindler.
Yeah. But you know the crazy thing about them?
Yes, the Schindler.
Yeah, maybe we take a look at the video and I will tell you later, yeah, at the end of
the national quotas.
Yeah, we can see the studio and maybe stop there.
Music being okay. See if we'll get to the studio here.
You're obliged for 30% of national music.
Yes, 30%. Which is kind of hard when you're speaking of adult contemporary music, of course. With pop songs, it's way easier. Still complicates our life a little bit.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But I heard great music on Relax last day.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me take a look at this shadow. You maybe know it. Yeah. Roxanne
is amazing.
Wild World. Yes. Perfect. Great.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Perfect.
Yeah, over here is the production department. That's where we actually edit our advertisement clips as well as general.
Perfect. Yeah. Hello. We
That's
saw you. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, let's go check the studio.
There.
All right, studios. Oh,
this is the main studio.
Studio.
Oh.
And is that part also good for live concert and so on?
Yep, so we actually opened the first fan zone within radio studio in Moldova. The concept was to bring a few fans here whenever the artists come.
This is where we are gonna build the TV. This is where we are gonna build the visual studio. Visual studio, they are gonna have a visual radio and this is gonna be the studio. Nice girl.
We disturb you. Finally, a girl on console. Finally. finally.
Quasar.
Hello. Have a great day.
Okay.
See ya.
Oh, check it out. The big boss.
Yeah, let's see boss. The big boss and then that one is the big boss. Amazing guy, really. This is the owner of the station. He's one of the most exciting people I've ever met in my radio career. Is really, it's amazing. This is a perfect combination of being enthusiastic on one side and being really balanced. So for example, if you suggest him an idea, he to make it, but you want to first test it, check it and see if everything works and so on. So it's a really it's a great guy with the feet on the ground. Feet on earth, like that, so let's say. Great people. They are really great people, exciting people. And you know, Moldova is special. I suggest you to visit sooner or later. They are really great in radio, but they have, I think, one of the most perfect wines in the world. They have they have a lot of wineries. If you search on Google, if you Google Krikova, is the biggest winery in the world. It's 100 meters below the earth and 7 kilometers. So you get into the winery by the train and they explain you everything. They show you the bottle. You have a restaurant. It's amazing. So it's not just a matter of radio. It's also a matter of lifestyle. And they are really amazing. Amazing, exciting guys.
I'll tell our listeners and viewers on Twert that the winery you just mentioned, I found it already. We'll put it in the show notes. If you're interested in wine and you want to take an advice from Max Pandini, we'll have that for you. Max, one thing I want to ask you about before we go to our next commercial break, it seems that in the studios you're showing me, there's a lot of flat surfaces. I mean, this is just driving me a little bit crazy. There's a lot of windows and flat walls, and I can just hear the echo in my head. Why do we find this kind of design in the studios, that there's so many flat walls and reflective surfaces?
Mate, I don't know. That's what I found, and it was really a bit complicated to tweak the compression and dynamics for four microphones in that environment. Of course, it wasn't easy. Of course, Omnia helped a lot. The new Quasar console, as you have seen from Telos, helped a lot with a lot of dynamic control, equalizations, and so on. But it was really hard at the beginning. But don't be afraid about it. Don't be worried about it, because that studio is going to be a visual radio studio soon. So with a lot of sofa and a lot of layouts, LED walls and so on. So it's going to be better and better for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, I'd have to put some carpet in there or something to deaden everything. Hey, it's This Week in Radio Tech. I'm Kirk Harnack. Max Pandini is our guest. Now, we've looked at a couple studios, and coming up after the next break, we're going to look at some audio processing. At least we're going to look at the modulation resulting, and Max is going to do a band scan for us and talk about what he sees. We're going to kind of compare that with what you and I might see in the U.S. if you're a U.S. broadcast engineer listening along, and we'll see what their if their goals are the same or different, or if they have some different rules to go by. But we've got a video for that coming up. This Week in Radio Tech is brought to you in part by Broadcasters General Store, and one of their terrific vendors is one that you and I have probably purchased many things from over the years, and that would be Henry Engineering. Henry Engineering has a product that we talked to Hank Landsberg about this product actually a few years ago right here on this podcast. It's called the Back UPS, the Back UPS. And this is, I found a great use for this at this new transmitter site that I built in Oxford, Mississippi. And what I used it for is this. Some of the equipment that I installed had two power supplies built in. Okay, no problem. We have a power strip on one side of the rack that is UPS backed up. We have another power strip on the other side of the rack that is straight to the commercial power through a surge protector, of course. So we have, a typical server with several server computers, several other devices, each one connected to two different power sources. If the UPS ever dies, well, those things are still connected to commercial power without a UPS. Great. What about computers that only have one power supply? What about things like the EAS box that and the multi-relay switcher for that for our HD channels? What those only have one power supply. What do I do about those? Well, the Back UPS is perfect because it's basically one output and two inputs. Okay. So the output of it, you hook that to a power strip and you hook your important things that only have one power supply to that outlet. Well, okay, there's two outlets there, but they're both the same. But for the inputs, it's got two separate inputs, and one of them I feed directly from commercial power. The other one goes to another UPS. So, and normally those devices are on that UPS. But what if that UPS dies? I don't want those computers to die. I want them to switch over automatically over to commercial power. And also there's a contact closure that will alert me that there's been a problem out there. So I can go, see, hey, what's wrong with the UPS? So this is what the Back UPS is for. It lets you conveniently and easily hook up direct power and UPS power, and then power a single power strip or a single load, up to 15 amps up to 15 amps. So you can power several computers with that if you want, or other broadcast devices. And if your UPS dies, or hey, you've got to do some maintenance on it, you've got to replace the batteries in the UPS, or just stress test the thing or load test it, you can do that too. And the Back UPS is programmable. It's smart about its delay time in moving back to the primary or, the UPS input. So this really gave me a lot of assurance. Hey, I've been burned by UPSs several times, and maybe you have too. So you want a way to quickly and easily bypass that UPS. I've also had UPSs fail in such a way that, the UPS failed and it didn't switch over to commercial power itself. So I had no power coming out of the UPS. Very frustrating. I got, the failure modes of these things are just seem to be incredible. But the Back UPS can save your bacon for those items that do not have two power supplies built into them. So check that out. The Back UPS from Henry Engineering. There's a whole variety of incredibly great tools from Henry Engineering, Hank Landsberg, to make your broadcasting engineering job a lot easier. And they're available from BGS, Broadcasters General Store, at bgs.cc. And I want to put in a word for BGS. Those folks really support our broadcast industry. BGS helps to sponsor so many events, SBE meetings, and the tech symposium we had down in Tampa, Florida last week, for example. They were there. And they sponsor stuff just all over the country, and just really good folks. So if you need anything, any equipment, supplies, call BGS. Go to the website, bgs.cc, or call them at 352-622-6000. 7700. Thanks, BGS, for sponsoring This Week in Radio Tech. Max Pandini is our guest. Max, we have this video of you using an interesting tool that not everybody seems to have access to, and that's MPX tool. Tell me about your secret weapon here for looking at radio stations.
Oh, man, it's not this weapon. You mean you the MPX tool? It's just a tool to take measurement from the VH. It's easier. I don't know if I have it here.
We have a video. Let me make sure that Suncast has the link to the video. I just texted that, pasted that over to you, Suncast.
Yeah, it's just a dongle, and through this dongle you have the measurement. It has been made by Leif, you know, our colleague and friend Leif. So
it doesn't seem to be available commercially. It doesn't seem available commercially.
It's not. Yeah. No, it's not. It's just a tool for radio freaks. Yeah, this is this one. And of course, like Omnia 9, you can customize all the displays and so on. Yeah, this is a band scan from Veeam. And, you know, in Veeam, as you can see, the MPX power is really difficult from what we know, because, you know, we in our market, also in Italy, we are kind of USA inspired from the 80s. So from Z100, the big sound of all the American stations and so on. Mm-hmm. So actually we have the loudness war, like in US. So we try to achieve the more loudness we can and so on. So, and you know, with Omnia 9, you can achieve the best loudness with a clean sound, details and so on. But actually in this country, this is Österreich, Austria. So Austria, Germany, Slovenia, Scandinavia, Denmark, what else? Slovakia, I think, yes. Mm-hmm. They follow another rule, that is the ITU recommend, and ITU has the BS412 rules, and you are not allowed to go over the 0 dBr. So all the stations are 0 dBr. And you know, for me and you, maybe it's crazy because we are used to have 6, 7, 8, 9 dBr. But at the end, you know, when you are there in the market, it's just a matter of turning up your volume in the car. It's just a matter to pump up your volume. So, because you know, they have this rule, and as you can see, it's just 40, 50 kilohertz instead of 75. That is the maximum limit, just to achieve the goal of 0 dBr.
So let me ask a couple of things. This piece of software is called MPX Tool, and for those not familiar with it, it's a Windows tool, and it uses a USB connected software defined radio, an SDR, software defined receiver, to pick up FM stations. And that's what it's designed to do. And then it demodulates and analyzes that audio in lots of different ways. You can see, of course, the band tuning. We're tuned at this moment to 89.9. You can see the RDS decoded display in the upper left, where it says crowded house, weather for with you. It says the program type is not set on this station. I find that a little unusual. And there's the percentage injection of the RDS at 3.4% here. And then, of course, there's all the modulation percentages over on the right, which look maybe a lot lower than we might see in the U.S. because they have this this BS412. I want to clarify something. I only know this because I have friends in Germany, but you said the city was Vienne, and we would say Vienna. It's Vienna, Austria.
Vienna. We call Vienna. Yeah, Vienna is just in German, but we call Vienna is Austria, yes. And they have to respect the 0 dBr rule, yeah.
So now look at this. I don't understand what looks to me like a lack of attention to RDS. We have this message email.
It's the radio text. It's the radio text. So Eins is the name of the station up. Uh-huh. And this is just the radio text. It's a kind of secondary information you have on your RDS receiver. This is the email. So Eins service. Yeah, this is the name of the next, next Sendung, Nachrichten, is the next program, is the news. You can also find the title of the song and so on. So it's just a secondary info for the receiver.
Now, obvious.
Like this one, for example. This is the title, and
Yeah, so here we have Glory of Love, Von Peter Cetera, Radio Arbella, and the program type is programmed in for pop music for this station, 92.9.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that is conspicuous by its absence is there's no HD subcarriers, because there's no HD radio here, is there?
No, like we actually have a HD radio, but it's not the HD radio like US. We have another system that is DAB.
DAB, yeah, you have DAB there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it works different than HD. We don't have any HD subcarrier.
Right, right. Some countries do, U.S. notably. I guess maybe Brazil does, and a few other countries have HD. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think there's quite a few that where it's approved.
It's very common in U.S.
Tell me about the displays over on the right-hand side, the MPX modulation meters. What is your, and the minus 14.5, is there a goal that you're looking for right there? Something not to exceed, perhaps?
Yeah, no, it's related, of course. It's the left and right level related to the deviation. Actually, it's seen as 0 dBr. It's almost minus 14 dBs. Directly connected to the 5560 kilohertz at 0 dBr. It's just a direct consequence of that.
Okay. The pilot that I see injection is in this around 7%, where it typically in the U.S., well, you're legally supposed to be between 8% and 10% for pilot injection. So is it a bit less there?
No. Actually, it is. It's just I don't have now the software here, but I could show you. You can decide the region. This is actually kilohertz, and the pilot 7.3 is related to the as percentage of the kilohertz.
It's the kilohertz deviation.
Yeah, exactly. It's not percentage. If you switch to the percentage, the pilot jumps up to 8, 9, 10 like everywhere.
Well, thank you for explaining that. I thought it was wrong, or at least different than the U.S., but maybe it's really about the same. And this station, I see that the RDS injection is more like 4.5, 4.6%, which I think is a bit more what we try to do in the U.S. Now here we've changed channels again to Radio B.
Yeah, this is Radio 4.7. B. Yes. It's another station, yes, of course. And as you can see, we respect the 0 dBr once again. This is the Bandcamp from Vienna. Exactly. That's it. Of course, I have another video. Maybe I can show you later. I can post it and you can find it on my channel. I have also a Bandcamp from Italy. And from Italy, it's totally different. It's 75 and... 8, 9 dBr, 6 dBr is the loudness war as typical.
So in Italy, things are louder, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Italy, France, Spain, Netherlands, Belgium. We are USA inspired, so we have the loudness war like in the US.
USA inspired. I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh my gosh. Wow.
No, I'm happy because it was actually our big model in the 80s, so Z100 and big stations, a great model that inspired us. And so we followed the loudness war starting in the 80s and nowadays. We have another problem in some countries, like in Italy, for example. We have a lot of stations, and sometimes they have just 200 kilohertz separation between each other. And so we need to have a good loudness to cover the noise. That's the problem. So for example, having 0 dBr is it's an utopia in Italy. It would be great maybe to control more the loudness. So having kind of 6, 7 dBr, even if with Omnia you can have a clean and very well detailed sound also at 9 dBr, for example. But it would be great maybe to think about to reduce a bit or something. It would be great. But the problem is that we don't have, for example, in this country, we don't have clean frequencies. As I told you some seconds ago, We have stations 200 kilos separation, so there are a lot of noise. And maybe the power of the transmitters are 60 kilowatt and 30 kilowatt. So there's a lot of noise to cover, and so we need to be loud as we can, like the loudness war we started in the 80s, as you know very well.
Gotcha. Hey, we're talking to Max Pandini, and when we're going to have one more quick commercial break here. When we come back, it'll be time for our tip of the week. And I really haven't asked Max about any maybe secrets or advice about audio processing. To me, setting up audio processing, I'm always wondering, gee, do I do more compression, more multiband compression, more limiting, and maybe less clipping? Or do I save my really hard work for the clipper? Talking about FM processing, typically, what are some of Max, when we come back, if you had to pick out three cardinal rules for sounding great, and I don't necessarily mean the loudest, but I do mean the greatest, sounding the greatest on the air, I'd like to hear your advice. I know you can't give away any big industry secrets, but that's what people pay you for. But maybe when we come back, you can talk to us about sounding great on the air the way that your stations do. All right. Our show is brought to you in part by, my friends at Angry Audio. Don't get mad, get angry. And I'm going to make sure you know again, I used to talk about this all the time and haven't in a while, the Angry Audio headphone gizmo. Now, in my new stations in Oxford, Mississippi, I installed one of these under the counter for the main DJ. I didn't want his cable going across the counter. He wanted to plug in under. So we put one of these in. Now, for the talent, we put in the guest gizmo. That's the one that you drill a round hole and you put the square box in the round hole and the big flange covers the top and it looks great. At first you're thinking, is this going to look good, or am I destroying my countertop here? Well, when you put it all together, it looks great. And however, for the DJ, I put this guy in right here. And one thing that I love about this headphone app, first of all, it's loud, works well. Second of all, you can power it either of two ways. You can put this right here, you can put the 16 volt AC wall wart and run power over to it, and then it injects power into this loop through. So here's an audio in, of course it is a studio hub, and then there's audio out. Now the audio out carries with it the power that you just put into it, so you can power about three of these with a wall wart and just daisy chain them, and so you only have to run one cable between these things. Once you've powered the first one, it has both quarter inch and 3.5 millimeter. So as I say, it's got both country and Western connectors and plenty of volume here. Also, if you need to set it on the countertop, just turn it over. It comes with little rubber feet on it, so it won't slide around. And you can just put this on the countertop and it fits nicely there, or put it under the counter. And as I always say, it's got the curved metal work here, so you won't snag your pantyhose. All right. Good deal right there. The other thing, if you prefer the studio hub style of headphone amp, they have those too. This is goes in a Futura style box with a Futura cover, and it works great too. Same thing here. You can daisy chain the power on these. Use a little different power injector, but you can daisy chain them. I think you can put four of these on one power supply. So lots of cool things to keep your studios beautiful and wire them up easily and neatly from Angry Audio. The website, angryaudio.com. And I just realized on the back of this thing, it says right here, designed in Nashville. And then, of course, manufactured in China, because, what isn't these days? But designed in Nashville. How about that? Just down the road from me. All right. Also, thanks to another sponsor, Max Connect. I just missed Josh Bone in Washington, D.C. He headed out before I got into D.C. a couple days ago. But Josh is spreading the good word about Max Connect Wireless. This is a 4G LTE modem, and they've got even faster ones now as they've developed faster technology. But this is the technology that gives you very reliable packet delivery via 4G, via special channels that you get the service from Max Connect. You also get a fixed IP address, and that's a really, really good thing. Got to use one of these. We built that new transmitter site in Oxford, Mississippi, and they were literally weeks late putting our fiber in. You'd think they could get it done because there were several other fiber users up there on the hilltop, just under the tower, some other cell sites. But no, ours took a good 6 weeks to get our fiber in. So you know what we did? We had to program all of our computers and get things going and start downloading programs. We did it all through this very one right here, this MaxConnect LTE modem. So if you need reliable data service almost anywhere, check it out from MaxConnect Wireless. They do have service available through AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon. So you can look at, you know, coverage maps and see where which company might cover your area the best. And MaxConnect Wireless will make all the arrangements for you. Check them out. MaxConnect. I know it's spelled funny. There's a link in the show notes, maxconnect.com. All right. Speaking of Max, let's go back to Max. Max Pandini is with us from Verona, Italy. Max, we don't have much time left, only 3 or 4 minutes. I'd love to hear your advice. What would you like to leave our listeners and viewers on This Week in Radio Tech?
You know, it's complicated because sound, first of all, is not just a matter of technical things, technical details, but sound is also a matter of heart. So it's something that gives you the emotion and makes you enjoy. You know, those sensations when you are in the car and you don't want to get out of the car and leave the car because they play great music and great sound. So this is the sound. But maybe I can recap something. I have on a picture on my phone. I can recap the perfect audio with this guy. We call where is the camera? Oops.
That's down. There you go.
Oh. Yes. This is we call the Bruno sound because this guy's name is Bruno. He's the owner of a station in Rome, and he's the guy who made me discover the quality of Omnia, because everything started at, let me just recap in 1 minute a fun story. He had another processor I suggested him in the past. At some point, he discovered that this sound didn't like that sound anymore. And so I started investigating which other processors I could use to give him the best service, the best sound. And that's where I discovered Omnia. And that's why we call Bruno sound, because he asked me, I've been asked by him to have a good loudness, clean sound, and a sound that never stops his radio. And when I was with Broadway Bill Lee at the Imaging Days in Amsterdam some years ago, 3-4 years ago, I was on stage talking about the audio and I reported this. What we want is the Bruno sound. So great loudness, clean sound, detailed sound, and a sound that never stops your radio. So when the DJs are into the music, they don't stop your radio. And I had Broadway Bill Lee among the people, and say, that's right, that's the point, the perfect point. But last point of Bruno sound is that this is the perfect sound for a CHR, but at the moment this guy has 3 stations and with different formats. So at the point is, which Bruno sound do you want, CHR or a sports talk radio or all these stations? So the perfect sound for me is loud enough to be competitive with the others, to cover the noise and so on. Detailed sound, very well detailed, defined sound. With you have to listen to the instrument, to hear the instrument, to understand the voice, and as I told you before, detailed sound and tailored sound to your format. So at the end, these are the point for the perfect sound and the sound that never stops you to listen to the radio, and when your DJ are inside, they don't stop the radio as well, neither.
Is this Bruno sound, is this Radio Bruno Brescia or something else?
No, that's another station. It's Radio Bruno in Rome. Yeah. No, Radio Bruno is a station where I'm consultant, but it's not.
If you would please send me links where our listeners can hear what you're talking about, okay?
Yeah. They can switch and listen to their 3 new stations, so they can compare the 3 kind of Bruno sound: tailored, detailed, loud enough, and the sound that makes you feel better for that maximum TSL, and the DJ don't stop the music when they are on air.
Well, either tonight before you go to bed or tomorrow before breakfast, please send me some links. I'll put them in the show notes when we publish the show. Okay.
Awesome. Immediately.
Okay. Hey, it's time for us to go. The hour just flies by. I could talk to Max for a couple of days. I think you'd enjoy it too. Max Pandini from tonight. He's at the special Omnia office in Verona, Italy. So, where Romeo and Juliet were known to blow kisses to each other and had a tragic end as well. Max, thank you for being with us. I appreciate you.
It's a big story of love, like sound and radio, a big story about love, really.
It sure is. I'll put all the notes I can in our show notes for the show. But Max, thank you for taking time, especially at midnight in Italy, to be with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me. I hope I didn't get you so bored about everything, man. We have fun together.
Well, I hope to see you at NAB or maybe at IBC.
It could be NAB for sure, 100% IBC.
Good. All right. Good deal. Thanks a lot. Max Pandini has been our guest talking about his love for radio and how, oh man, there's just so much emotion in radio in other places. I love to see that in the U.S. too. There's some places where it's here too. In fact, Max mentioned Broadway Bill Lee, and we had a picture. We'll try to stick that in the show notes as well. Wow, it's always inspiring to talk to Max. So, hey, thanks a lot to Max, to all of our sponsors, and to Suncast, our producer, for chugging through and getting things on the air and getting things done. I really appreciate it very much, Suncast. And next week, it's Thanksgiving week, so we may have a tower contractor as our guest. I hope we're going to get him on. We'll have to record it a day not Thanksgiving Day, and we'll probably just play the program for you, not Thanksgiving Day, since Suncast said he might be out. So that's it for this week. We're going to see you next week on This Week in Radio Tech. Bye-bye.